All right, gang, it's Fraser Smith and Joe Bartnick. It is time for Puck Off, and we have a great guest.
Yes.
He's a very talented keyboard player, and he really does it all at the Improv Comedy Club and also at Comedy Store. I see him there.
Yeah.
Avery Pearson, how are you, buddy?
Very well, guys. Yeah.
Come on,
for...
Leafs.
Oh, all right, go
it's
Leafs.
All about the Leafs, man.
Yes,
he's all geared up.
Me.
He's got the Leafs hat and the jersey. Looking good.
Well, to be honest, I mean, I'm a performer, but my first passion was I wanted to be the captain of the Toronto Maple Leafs. So coming to work today dressed in a captain's jersey. I'm wearing Sundin from the early
2000s. Oh, yes.
I got a hat on, and this is really what I've always wanted to do.
Looking real good.
So today I'm supporting Toronto Maple Leafs.
Yes.
As captain.
Yep. And you stole my coach.
Stole?
No, I know. I'm still mad at him for what he said on the way out the door.
What did he say?
Well, he just said, before he actually announced.
Yeah, he was still
Toronto,
under.
He said, I don't know if the Red Wings have it.
Yeah.
And I don't think a coach says that when he's still there. maybe he obviously knew he was making a move.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I think you guys picked up a really good coach.
I'm really excited. You know, we just picked up an amazing bunch of assistants, too.
I saw a guy that just won the
Memorial Cup, and we got your, I forget the guy's name, but he just ran your amazing power play last year. I say your, I mean Detroit Red Wings. So in Toronto, this is like the second coming
of
Jesus.
You got Hiller and Smith and,
that's
and
it.
Brenner.
Yeah. Yep. And, no excuses. I mean, 10 years, we should have a couple cups.
It never happens real quick, though, but with a guy like Babcock in there,
yep,
you really
years,
have, and he's
million.
Good with the young players. We always say that.
I mean, I'm from Toronto, Canada, for your listeners that don't know my career. But, yeah, no, I'm from Toronto, and so watching Babcock win a couple gold medals has been a wonderful thing, and having him on Toronto is just the
Well, you made an interesting point as soon as you walked in, because we are taping this the week before. This will be our award show.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll talk about the awards, but we have Avery in here, and he's just full blast in Toronto, so we have to because his first statement was, Toronto's the team that Chicago should have been.
That's correct.
or however I phrased that wrong, but however I meant. Because you said you're supposed to have Scotty Bowman as your main guy.
Yeah, a long time. I think it must have been 10 or 15 years ago. Scotty Bowman was rumored very strongly to be taking over the Toronto Maple Leafs. And everyone knows Scotty Bowman is like the greatest coach GM in the history of the game.
Of all time.
Yeah.
Canadians, Detroit, Penguins.
Penguins,
the guy. The
second
guy.
Only to Toe Blake.
Sure, yeah. There you go. Classic. Classic Toe Blake
on,
reference.
Man.
Well, now he's in Chicago.
Yeah. Well, so he was supposed to take over.
This guy's haunting me.
Yeah. But he the MLSE wouldn't give him autonomy, all right? So he took over in Chicago. His son, Stan Bowman, took over. And look at that team. So whenever I watch them, I'm like, there's Jonathan Toews at center. There's Patrick Kane, like the more successful version of Phil Kessel. There's, you know, Patrick Sharp. I felt like these guys, this is my team that should have been. But it's hard to not follow
team. I don't knock Phil Kessel, but I don't even think they're in the same hemisphere.
No. And the
anyway, Kessel's up for, there's a lot of rumors, so he may be traded.
I have a Kessel anecdote later on from my days in Toronto.
Oh, you do?
Too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, say it now.
All right, well, I've been wanting to get this off my chest for a long time, so I'm glad I have Puck Off here. So when I was
ran into him at a bar.
Yeah,
and
when I was struggling in Toronto as an actor, I was working as a server. And I'm now, let's just preface this by saying I'm not a good server. I will drop stuff on you. I will spill things everywhere. I can only handle like 3-2 tops, and then I just lose my mind. I'm not born to be a server.
That's why you're a performer.
That's why I'm a performer, right? But sometimes we got to do what you got to do. So Phil Kessel sits down in my section in Toronto. This is like the Pope in Toronto sitting down, top goal scorer in Toronto sitting down. So he sits there with Clark MacArthur and a couple of beautiful women. And they start ordering food, and, you know, the owner's like, listen, you got this. I'm going to clear out all the rest of your tables, Avery. I know you can't handle it, but I'm like, put me in, coach. I'm ready to handle the Toronto Maple Leafs. So he starts putting out his order. He wants, you know, penne bolognese and casserecce salsiccia. And I was like, okay, these two types of pasta. Then he starts switching. Now he wants the penne salsiccia and the rigatoni calabrese. Or like, it was just kept changing. And then he's like, I'm going to have a steak. You know what? I'm going to change the penne bolognese, and then I'm going to have the casserecce. This is a different type of noodle. It just kept switching back and forth. I wrote it down. I repeated his order. I put it in the system. They cut me afterwards just because there was a rotation. Next morning, I get a call from the owner. Hey, what'd you do last night at Phil Kessel? I go, gave him amazing service with a smile. Told me he was on my favorite hockey team. No, you screwed up the order. I'm like, well, I don't know if I screwed up the order. I think he was kind of switching it a lot. So she gets a call from Phil Kessel saying, hey, I had a great time, but this server really screwed up my
oh, no.
My casserecce salsiccia. So to me, Phil Kessel got me fired. So I call him Phil Kessel Reche. And he owes me a good night's wage.
Yeah, come on.
He owes me about $150. And I'll say it to his face, if you want to bring him in, this is an open challenge to Phil Kessel. You owe me $150.
And don't call someone's boss.
Well, yeah, exactly.
It seems he called. Did he call to thank her for the free meal?
Or? I think, I mean, in all fairness, I think she reached out to him. She was like, was buddies with him. And she reached out to him.
Oh, okay.
And he was like, you know, it's great, except this one server kind of screwed up my casserole.
Oh, wow.
To complain to a server
well,
a hostile
then you'll
order.
Be happy
because
he's traded.
Because he's not.
I can't wait for him to be traded.
He's going to come to the L.A. and come to the Comedy Store and heckle you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? That's what'll probably happen.
He can bring it on. He can bring it on. I can take it.
You know what's funny, though, is he actually was a stand-up guy for his captain. Like, he was a stand-up guy this year for his captain. It's weird that he stood up for, you know, what's his name?
Enough?
Yeah, to throw a server under the bus.
Yeah.
There's so many more, like, you know, pertinent people to, like.
Yeah. Come on, Phil.
Well, he's a very talented goal scorer. He's 80 points a year. He'll drop 30 goals a year. He's, you know, super talented, but that team chemistry did not work in Toronto.
Well,
not much did.
Phil needs to be like one of the better players with a couple alpha dogs in front of him.
That's correct.
He's not an alpha dog.
No. He's like, you know, you pick him up when you need someone to score goals in the playoffs. That's him.
Well,
he doesn't come back.
I don't know where he's going to end up. But, you know, Babcock might want him around because you need someone to score.
Yeah, but as Fraser said, the team's not going to be competitive for at least 3 years. Phil Kessel's going to be late by then. You know, he's going to be long gone. They're going to try and get a couple first-round picks for him, and they'll see what they can do.
I don't know who – I think you have to build him up a little bit, though. I don't think he's –
You got me fired. I'm not building that guy.
No, but I mean, I don't think he's worth all that much right now.
$8 million a year.
Who do you think might be interested?
In Phil Kessel for $8 million a year? Not that many people.
Not that many people. Yeah. Columbus, we dumped – what's his name on him?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who needs – I mean, Phil Kessel 2 years ago when he's a 50-goal scorer and – on fire, yeah, $8 million. $8 million now for a guy that didn't do anything, and led a sinking ship. Let's face it. When Carlisle was still the coach, they were okay. When Carlisle wasn't they won like two games after that.
Yeah, no, which was great for us. It was Tank Nation. We were trying to get Connor McDavid. That didn't happen.
That didn't happen.
You know, which was sad. But like, it's amazing.
We were talking about him earlier. Yeah. Have you seen him play?
Not in person, but on TV, the guy is a beast.
Is he that good?
He is that good. I mean, Gretz, there's this great picture of him and Gretzky and Crosby at the Hockey Hall of Fame, and it's incredible. Like, this guy is going to be that good,
What's the big part of his game?
I mean, he just does everything. I think that's what's great, is that he's one of these incredible goal scorers that also comes back and plays defense. He's a two-way player that's won championships.
He's fast.
And
he's very
good.
Fast. He's got great hands. Like I said, if they baby him like Gretzky – and they protect him, and he'll be amazing.
Yeah.
If they treat him like the last five or six next Gretzky's that go out and earn it like a man,
right?
Then, you know, then
you have,
then
Lindros mania.
Then Bufflin could send him in the next century.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You know, it's all you know. I mean, they better, but he's going to have a lot of talent around him. I mean,
that's the thing.
Edmonton is loaded up front, but
they're
they have no one on defense. They need to get a big defenseman, and they need to get someone to watch his back.
They need Bickles.
They need Bickle to play his wing. He would be perfect for them. I'm sorry to take him away from the Red Wings,
but they've got to pay. Yeah, I want him, man. They got to pick up a Semenko.
Classic. Yeah. Tiger Williams. They need a good Tiger Williams in there.
You know, I mean, I don't know if they need a 300 penalty minute guy, but they just need someone like Bickle just to step in. Just step in.
Even Phaneuf might be a good decision. You know, trade him for Yakupov or something.
I wouldn't trade for Phaneuf if I was Edmonton.
Neither would I. I just wouldn't dump him.
To me, there's no one on Toronto. Well, I take that back. Komarov, I think, is pretty good.
He is great, but he's making $3.5 million.
Yeah, he kind of earns $3.5 million. Phaneuf doesn't earn whatever he makes.
$7 million.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about those famous Maple Leaf fans.
Sure.
They've been, through a lot.
Diehard.
And they are still diehard.
That's right. I mean, it's incredible. I mean, we bleed blue and white, Leafs Nation. That's what you say. And, you know, it's like the Leafs to me are like that kid that you have that goes to school. And he's ugly, and he's really bad at school, and he's never going to get better, and he's not really good at anything, but he's still your kid. You still got to love them.
Well, they do back their team.
Yeah, but they're not. Loyal. They're not. I mean, they were. They turned into a crap show this year. But they've never been like, you know, an absolute disgrace.
They were throwing the jerseys on the ice.
Yeah, I wouldn't go as far to say they haven't been an absolute disgrace. I mean, this team is the most profitable team in the league by a large margin. They make like $350 million.
But they're not picking number one every year like Edmonton.
Because they're not the Arizona Coyotes
or they're not the Florida Panthers. I mean, they've had Sundin. They've had in my lifetime. They've had Wendell Clark. They haven't been a whore. They've been a fun team.
Usually,
they just never went to the next level.
Well, they had like they would start like with the Rick Vive days in the 80s. Like 1967, last time Leafs won the cup. My dad's bar mitzvah year. Great. So then in the 70s,
you're a young
dude. Daryl Sisler.
Well, right. My era was the Mahovlich brother.
All right. That was
Johnny
Bauer. My dad's got a 27 jersey. Absolutely.
Love the Mahovlich.
Yeah, he's the big M, and he went to play for Montreal too. But, you know, then you had the early 90s, which was the Doug Gilmore years, and that was my youth, and that was my association. And then it was Matt Sundin in the early 2000s. It's 2016. Nothing's happened in 15 years or whatever it is.
No, I mean, but just as someone that loves hockey, I just, unless you're like, I mean, like for me, the Penguins, when they were blue before Lemieux was the awful years. And then the Dick Tarnstrom, you know, but the between Yager and Kovalev and then before Crosby and Malkin, like that little stretch of just, oh my, that's why my wife doesn't care what I do. She knows I love, like, I watched those teams. I watched every one of those games.
Right.
And they won, like, seven games. I mean, it's like, Toronto has very rarely had those, like, oh, my God, this is just awful.
Yeah, we haven't had that awful. No. But that's the thing. Now, here's what I'll say to that is that we should have had those years. Now we'd have some good players.
Well, we were talking about that last week's show. Is it really takes losing a lot to build your dynasty.
Look at Chicago. I mean, Taze and Kane are two, like, what? They're both number one picks, right? Or they're top three picks.
Yeah, they're top five.
We haven't had number one pick since Sundin, who wasn't even picked by us. And before then, he was a Nordique. Yeah. And before then was Clark.
So 85. It's not good enough to be bad. You got to be terrible.
You got to be terrible to make it. And that's what they're doing now, I think. And what I'm scared of is Babcock is such a good coach. He's going to coach them out of that basement, that beauty suite 1-2 spot.
And you won't get those picks.
We're at a 4 spot. We're not getting Eichel. We're not getting McDavid.
Here's what I like about Babcock. I did not like what he said about the Red Wings on the way out.
I didn't like it either.
I thought that was kind of crappy.
Right.
But I will say this. You know, he could have went anywhere and could have went to St. Louis, much better team. Could have went to the Sharks, much better team.
Yeah.
Could have went to Pittsburgh, anywhere.
Yep.
Much better team and didn't work out in 3 years. Got a cushy seat right on Hockey Night in Canada or right next to, you know, Catherine Tappan on NBC. No one would have cared.
Right.
He took his balls out and said, you know what? It's all on the line right here.
Right here.
I'm going to make this team. You know what I mean? It's like, so I give him that because he'll never fade away now.
No.
You know,
now
he's making $4 million more than Joel Quenneville.
Exactly.
To come to Toronto.
I think the money had something to do with it.
Right. You know what I mean? But you know what I mean? No, like he can't hide now from that, like, oh, well, it didn't work out. Like, no, it's like. It's on you, buddy.
I mean, that's a legacy. If he can win in Toronto, so he's won an international gold, he's won a Stanley Cup, and he's won an Olympic gold. And if he wins a cup in Toronto, best coach of all time.
Yeah. Well, that's very good. And, you know, but the thing also, I think a guy like that who's so good with the young players likes this as a challenge.
Right.
And it's a challenge.
Yeah,
don't get it twisted.
He got it.
It is a challenge.
But he got $4 million.
He got four million. Let's see. He got six.
Is that what he got, six?
Yeah. He got $50 million over 8 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's money. It's good money.
But the other thing is, no one had a lot of fun in Toronto. No one was
He's
a bigger a fan time. On the ice of Mr. Shanahan than me.
Right.
But no one has kind of been more of a disaster off the ice.
That's true. He screwed up
that disciplinary job. I thought he'd be amazing, Shanahan. He was awful.
Yeah.
And now it's like, so my question is to you, how do you feel about Shanahan leading your, I mean, he's in charge of your ship.
Yep. I think he's made, at first I was a little skeptical because he was brought in by Tim Lewicki of LA fame, right? Did a lot of great stuff here. So at first I was skeptical, right? But at the same time, what's he doing being a disciplinarian? He's like a hockey hand, you know? But he came into Toronto and made the best moves possible. He he brought in young guys from like Sault Ste. Marie, Kyle Dubas, who was there, his GM, that brought them from nothing to a great team. He brought in a lot of guys that are on the Canadian Hockey League and the OHL specifically, which is something that Torontonians really support. And he brought in the best minds of young players in the game. And I think that's what it takes to build a team, is build it from a tutorial level. And then you bring in Babcock, who's coaching. I mean, this is really...
So you think Shanny's doing a good job?
I think he's doing a fantastic job.
Okay.
And he's welcome on anytime. I'd love to give him a pat on the back. Well, Kessel can go out of town. He's welcome to.
As a Red Wing fan, yeah, he would never complain about you screwing up his order, first of all.
That's right. And, that's right. Right?
You know, Shanny's class. And as a player, we both admire him greatly.
I admire him too.
What a great player.
Shanny was like, Shanny made the difference for the Red Wings. He was like when Moses Malone went to the Sixers, you knew it was over. The whole time when you're watching Yzerman and Fedorov, you're just like, man, if they just got like Shanny, it'd be over.
Yeah.
And then Shanny went there, and it was like,
it was awesome.
It was
a Whaler, right? And then he became, was he a Whaler or a Blues?
He was a Whaler and a Blue.
And
both.
A Blue.
He was
and
both.
Then,
yeah.
And then with Yzerman, I mean, I grew up watching him play against the Leafs, and you know, he was just one of the best power forwards of all time.
Yeah. Of all time.
Beast.
All time.
Not a bad GM.
Even when he was old, he was still good.
Yeah. So I'm very, very, very happy he's in Toronto. I think he's doing a great job. And if they don't make it, if they don't win the cup in the next 8 years under Babcock and Shanahan, I will feel like we gave it a shot. Like if we would have gotten Bowman 15 years ago, I would have felt we gave it a shot.
Yeah, see.
But the other moves, getting like Ferguson Jr., like I can talk about.
See, that's
all day,
the way that's the way I feel about keeping Blasma for 5 years. I felt like we didn't give it a shot. I feel like we wasted Sid and Gino.
Right.
Like I just feel like
those are prime years.
So anytime I see, like, I saw Cooper stand there, like, don't know what to do. I'm like, you look like Disco.
Looks like Blasma.
You look like Disco.
I've never heard Blasma before. That's great.
Yeah. What am I gonna do? Just stand there watching the wheels go round and round.
Yeah.
This is a great game.
Oh, wouldn't
great
it be
seats.
Nice if Sid? Well, yeah, it would be nice if you coached Dan.
He got the John Lennon Award.
He got the John. We've come up with that.
Watching the wheels go. Come on,
we'll have to do that next year.
Yeah,
we do our own awards. So, but this is the award show.
Yeah, it's time for the awards.
It's time for our own awards. But no, because next year we are gonna do the skirt of the week.
That's skirt of the week. I love
what skirt of the week.
Well, whoever plays like a skirt.
Yeah, like Keith Yandel hates going in the corners.
Right.
We call him a skirt.
He could almost be skirt of the week every year.
Yeah. So we have to, it's gonna take a little bit more.
Good skater though.
Take a little more research on my part. I have to really watch people who don't man up.
Phil Kessel, I might be available. Yeah. He's gonna walk up behind me at the improv someday and just punch me in the face.
Yeah.
Although he wouldn't throw a punch. I'm actually not worried. All right.
He just complained about your keyboard playing.
Yeah. I don't like that song progression you're playing there, Avery. I'm gonna get you fired.
You'll be calling Adam the next day.
Yeah, I'll tell him to puck off.
Yeah.
Right back.
All right.
So we'll do our.
Do we have music for this?
Well, no, we don't. We have our original. We have the puck off awards that we give every week. We'll do a special year end ones of those.
Oh yeah.
At the very end.
All right, great.
But this is just we're going to go through in the awards. The awards show in Vegas. It's going to be run. It's going to be emceed by my good friend Rob Riggle.
Hey.
Oh, Riggle, yeah.
Yeah,
Riggle. Buggies with Riggle?
Yeah. He got me a job on the NFL on Fox. He got me writing the ESPYs with him.
Riggle's great.
Doing some work on the NHL Awards. We'll see what happens if they use any of mine.
Cool.
I don't think they'll like any of mine.
Hey, that's great, though.
Hey, man. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, but so here's the awards. Some of them we can go through. So the first one we'll talk about is one that I always kind of thought was an insult, even though one of my favorites of all time, Ronnie Francis, used to win, is the Lady Bing. Kind of the gentlemanly award. I never know if that's always a like kind of a little backhanded compliment or what. But up this year is Pavel Datsyuk, The Witch.
The Witch.
Yuri Hudler. Mm-hmm. And then Andrzej Kopitar. So, Kopitar, I don't know, he doesn't need this. Hudler, whatever. I like to give my vote to the witch.
I love it. Anytime the witch is up for anything, yeah, he gets witch, my vote.
Yeah, the witch is going to the Hall Come of
on.
Fame.
I got to jump on the bandwagon. These guys have named him, so yeah, we'll go witch.
We'll go the witch.
Okay. You got to love the witch.
You got to love the witch. And he does play it very classy.
Yeah, he is.
Really is. I mean, he's so he is the witch. He doesn't do it. He just steals the peck off of you by spell. Mm-hmm. He puts a spell on you. Now, this one is a very is a very, like, the Selke, it's the best defensive forward. Okay. And they always say it is by reputation. You kind of win it the year after you're supposed to. Mm. But I really think that...
I don't see my favorite in there.
I don't see anybody on... I don't see anyone that deserves this.
Oh, I'll recant.
Not deserve it, but okay. The finalists are Bergeron, our buddy Anže Kopitar again. Mm-hmm. And Jonathan Toews.
Right.
Now Toews always matches up well. We slurp him every second. He's Jonathan Toews.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Kopitar and Bergeron, we love them too. They didn't even make the playoffs.
Yeah, come on.
So I don't know, fair. Mr. Avery. You may vote off the board or for anyone.
I mean, obviously, like, you know, just fresh off a Stanley Cup winning, it's hard to say no to Toews on any award, to be honest.
Right.
But
these are regular season award. Actually, fans and all of us, these are the regular season.
This is regular season.
Right.
Yes. So I mean, for this is an individual award. Bergeron is the best defensive center in the league. And I know that as a Leaf fan because I watched him win every faceoff 2 years ago when we were up 4-1. The guy just destroyed and manhandled. That guy is maybe one of the best centers in the league because he's so daft at defense. Bergeron, my pick.
There you go.
Yeah.
And I have to ask, where is Marian Hossa?
There you go.
Frazier looks Come pissed. On. I'm going to tell you right now. You can't see it, but he's angry.
Hosted to me, there's a hands down.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. No
one back checks like that guy in the whole league.
Right? He comes back.
I vote for the captain.
Come on.
I vote with the captain.
Yeah.
I vote with the captain.
Where is he?
Yeah.
Where is he on the list?
Yep.
And I know you people thinking now, well, why didn't Bartnick vote for Yandel for the Lady Bing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right?
He's a lady, but not the Lady Bing.
There you go.
All right. So now we have the Calder.
Yeah,
best rookie,
and this is a good one.
For these ones, we have Ekblad, super number one primo defenseman for the Florida Panthers.
Right.
We have the captain's favorite, Johnny Hockey.
Love Johnny Hockey.
Johnny Gaudreau. Then we have Mr. Stone, who made a huge move in Ottawa, put that team on his one of the people that helped put that team on his back and make the playoffs. And what I'm asking off the board is Phil Forsberg.
Where's Forsberg? Right. And I got someone else.
Who's that?
Mr. Paquette.
Oh, it's your buddy.
Yeah. Where's Paquette?
Yeah. Johnny Hockey for me, Gaudreau. Calgary, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that guy's a little guy, and Calgary made the playoffs, and they really shouldn't have. They have guys like Matt Stajan on their team. No knock on Stajan, but if he's one of your top six forwards, I mean, you know.
He wasn't.
He wasn't? No. Well, that's it. Yeah. but he's that kind of player. He's not a defensive.
He might have been in Toronto, but.
That's exactly the kind of stuff I'm talking about. Last 15 years of misery, not bottoming out. But, yeah, I'm going to go Johnny Hockey, Gaudreau. Because he played on Calgary, and Calgary really did something special this year.
Absolutely.
Way overachieved.
Well, I'm with Avery on that. I got to go with Johnny Hockey. You know, I love him, and he was a spark plug. He really came in and gave him some energy.
Right.
The little guy with a lot of hustle. Very talented kid. I got to go with him, but where's Paquette? And where's Forsberg?
I mean, for a guy named Paquette, the guy's got puck in his name. I mean,
there you
not
go.
To go too over the head, but.
Yeah, but he had a great playoff.
Sure.
I,
but that's not in the yeah.
Well, that's regular season. That's true.
Regular season.
You're right. Okay, but Forsberg, where's he?
Yeah, I'm surprised.
That's a good call.
Stone really jumped Forsberg in the top three.
Right.
As much as I want to vote for Johnny Hockey, just because I think he's a great story and he's a little guy and a college kid and you know the little train that could. It's a nice story. I just think Ekblad in Florida just played amazing, and to be a number one defenseman on a team and be a one hair away from making the playoffs.
Right.
I just think, I mean, defensemen they don't even let him play in most teams
right.
as a rookie. And he just came in like from high school or what junior just stepped in. And he's a man. And I'll just to mix it up, you know, Johnny Hockey easily could be my pick.
Right.
I just think defense is I just marveled at the way he played.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
it's hard to find a good young defenseman.
Absolutely. I mean, Morgan Riley in Toronto is a good young defenseman. He's probably the only one that you're going to keep. I'm going to keep referencing Toronto,
guys.
They're
highly valued.
Highly valued. Yeah. Hannafin's looking good this year. But
I think you're right. Calgary doesn't make the playoffs without Johnny Hockey.
I think so.
He was a total spark. I mean, he made huge goals. That's why, you know, I probably should vote for Johnny Hockey. I just want to pretend like I'm
Well, we got to do something. Mix it up.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Now, here's one we know where the captain's going with this one.
Right.
Of course.
The Vezina Trophy to the best goaltender out there. We have Devin Dubnyk, who resurrected his career.
Certainly.
And then stepped up for the Wild. We have the great Mr. Price.
Mm-hmm.
In Toronto, I'm sorry, Jesus, in
Montreal.
Montreal, I know.
Whoa.
I know.
I didn't realize Crosby played for the Flyers here, buddy. Easy.
No, you kidding. And then the great Carey Price.
Yeah.
Carey Price in Montreal and Pekka Rene.
Yeah.
Rene had a nice year.
Yep, in Nashville. And missing, not on the ballot, which is disturbing to me, is the Hamburglar.
Where's the Hamburglar?
I think the Hamburglar.
Who's the Hamburglar?
The guy who's the Hamburglar?
Oh, well, I don't know.
I have my glasses.
In Ottawa.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah, Ray I kind of like block out Ottawa as a Toronto fan.
Oh,
just kind of like shut it out.
Wait, what's going to happen when there's going to be a team in
Markham? Markham, Ontario.
Well, is Markham the Cops Coliseum?
Oh, Hamilton?
Hamilton, yeah.
I don't know if Hamilton's going to get a team before Markham.
Well, I never even heard of Markham.
Markham, Ontario is about an hour north of Toronto, 45 to an hour.
Is it near that Indian casino? I've been up there.
No, it's like, it's basically, if you know Toronto, it's north of the 401. It's like at the 407 and, oh, my God.
But that's not
years.
Even a city. Like, Hamilton's a city.
But they're building a 20,000-seat arena.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm waiting for
Hamilton may not have the fan enough people there, but
really?
Who knows?
You never know.
Yeah, it's a smaller town. I mean, there's a lot of people that live in Markham, and it's a short distance from Toronto, and that's what they're talking about. And actually, Markham's the home of Steve Stamkos.
Is it?
Wow.
Yep. Oh, okay. Maybe.
And I went to high school in Markham too, so I'm kind of shouting it out. You know?
Well, there you
go. When they get to Peterborough, then call me.
Well,
Pete's fan here.
You'll be coming in 5 years. He'll be wearing his Markham Stamkos Markham jersey.
Yeah.
Well, who do you like there, Avery?
Okay. So Pekka Rinne, I think, is the best goalie in the league. But and this is hard because I'm a Toronto Maple Leafs fan, but I'm going to go Carey Price because just if I can take a shot at Montreal, they wouldn't have gone anywhere without him. And the guy's a beast. He's a gold medal winner. He has grown as a goaltender. I'm giving it to Carey Price, unfortunately, because I'm a Leafs fan.
Well, yeah, it's tough for a Leafs guy to do that. But I'm with you on that. I got to go. You know, he's my favorite goalie.
He's your favorite goalie?
Is he favorite?
Oh, yeah, I love him.
Before Corey Hirsch, you were our goaltending expert as well.
Yeah. Wow. The ex-Toronto Maple Leaf goaltending coach, Corey Hirsch. Yeah,
yeah, well, he's our regular guest every week. Yeah,
that's
so
great.
So I got to go
but
with
it was the captain's domain before.
You know, Dubnyk had a great year.
Yeah, he did.
He really did. And Rennie is awesome.
Yeah.
You know, and of course, didn't have his best year.
Rennie kind of stumbled after he got hurt, though.
Yeah, yeah. He did taper off there. But for a while, he was really playing.
Right.
But I got to go with Price.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm going Price. I mean, Rennie was amazing, but then he got hurt. I would have went with Price. I think Price was better, but it was very, very close.
Mm-hmm.
And then after he got hurt, I was like, he really stumbled after that. And Price just kept on going.
Right.
Well, yeah, and Avery said, they wouldn't even gotten in the playoffs without him.
And I forget, we had the stats about a month ago, right when the season ended. He ended up with 42 wins, and that beats Dryden, Waugh, and the other amazing Canadian.
Yeah.
I can't think of right now. That's
Jacques
just like,
Plante.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on, man.
Him of the first goalie helmet.
That's why the cap, the original six.
That's it.
I go back to before masks. Have you ever seen the picture of Terry Sawchuk?
Yeah. It's,
Google it.
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
It's frightening.
It's on the Facebook page, actually.
It's unbelievable.
Speaking of doing things for the Facebook page.
My favorite all-time goalie.
Yeah.
Now, the big boy awards coming in now.
Sure.
Are a couple of big ones here. Oh, we have the Norris Trophy, league's best defenseman.
Sure.
Now, you see who the finalists on their ballots are I guess they go offense, offense, and more offense. We have Drew Doughty, Eric Carlson, and I'm sure your favorite, P.K. Subban.
A Toronto boy, but plays for the Canadiens.
Yep. Missing, and the two people who I would easily have made my ballot are Mr. Conn Smythe himself, Duncan Keith, and I think Mr. Nashville Crashville.
Yeah.
Shea Weber.
Yeah.
How is Shea Weber not a finalist on the Stanors? So, Mr. Avery, your thoughts?
I would agree with your inclusions of Keith and Weber. You know, if this were to be done, I would give it to Weber because he's just a beast, and I would trade half the team of Toronto and the next two draft picks for Keith. He's someone you start a team with. If you're going to start picking players. So, that being said, in terms of best years, I would definitely go Drew Doughty. Because Carlson is great. He's a fantastic offensive player. Subban is too much of a hothead that I feel like he's one of the most exciting players to watch. Entertainment value very high. Goal scoring ability very high. Gets the fans in the game. Awesome player to watch from Toronto. Gotta love him. But Drew Doughty, Captain Canada, very strong player. Another player like Weber. Keith, and Weber. Doughty, Keith, and Weber are my. Also, coincidentally, Canadians. Those are three defensemen I would start my team with. So I'm going to say of the options, Doughty.
Well, I agree. First of all, how do you leave Keith off?
That's true.
I don't understand that. But, you know, I love Subban, but I got to go Doughty.
There it is.
To me, he is the best defenseman out there today.
Frazier, we're of the same mind so far, I think.
I'm telling you. Yeah. I'm telling you, bro. And, Doughty, no one controls a game like him from back there.
Yeah. It's easy to watch.
A controller.
Yep.
I love Drew Doughty. I remember
he's a controller.
Yeah.
I love Doughty. I remember when he was a rookie. I felt the same way as when I watched Letang and Subban. Like, there's just something special. Like, this guy's amazing. Doughty was amazing. I had to look at my program. What's this guy's name? He was amazing. Yeah. This year, though, I believe he was a little overexposed. I think he had to play too many minutes. I think it affected his defense a lot. And in a way, I think it affected his offense. I love the man. I don't think he's the Norris this year. Carlson, he came out, hit a hell of a second half of the season. But you talk about all go and no D. All O and no D. I mean, that is the Eric Carlson story. Mm-hmm. And then Subban. I love Subban. I think he's probably the only one of these three that earned it on both sides of the ice this season. But I still don't think he had a Norris Trophy winning season. Mm-hmm. Duncan Keith, I just think Duncan Keith is the best old school 70s defenseman always every year. But he's not flashy. Yeah. But my vote this year, I would go to Shea Weber.
Sure.
Nashville was absolutely amazing, and Shea Weber owned half the ice half the game.
Yeah, 30 minutes a game or something crazy.
And conspicuously missing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's weird.
Is Mr. Chara.
It's not
even on the lips of who almost made it. He's on the down. He's on the down.
Well, I never thought. Wasn't his best season.
Great
player. But
no, I know, but it usually would be like, wow. Okay,
what are you going to do?
You got to throw Chara.
That's a nightmare.
You got to talk about him, you know?
Yep.
But that's where that goes, and that is my vote. Now we go to the Hart Trophy, which is the MVP on their ballot. And remember, this is the regular season, but also remember, feel free to add your own rate in votes. Mm-hmm. Their ballot is the Great Eight, Alexander Ovechkin, your Vezina winner, Carey Price, and superhero John Tavares.
Yeah, another Toronto boy. Well, now let's just define this. So the Hart Trophy is the most valuable to his team or most valuable player?
You know, I could...
Think it might be
you're asking. That's like algebra,
right? Right.
I think it's overall.
I think it's like
the best player. Yeah. Okay, yeah, because I remember it used to be defined. So, anyways, so we're saying the best player on his team, you know,
kind of like the best player in the league,
the best player in the league.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna say it's a tough one. I think it's between Ovechkin, who came back and redefined himself, or Price. I don't know. I guess I'd say Ovechkin, but in terms of most valuable to his team, I'd say Carey Price. But I'd say Ovechkin's probably the best player out there that's not like a D-man or something that I kind of feel for, because I feel like defense is where hockey comes from, low-goal scoring games. So I'm going to say Ovechkin, pleasure to watch, great player, redefined his career, really helping out the Washington scene there. So I'll go Ovi.
I'm going Ovi.
Look at us, Frazier. Yeah. We're bosom buddies.
But I'm not just doing that because you picked him. I think he is the most exciting player in the league still.
Yep.
And the most prolific.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
I am looking at this list, and first of all, I really can't think of anybody other than those three. I mean, there were so many great players all year that you could have picked in 30. I think Price stands out for how amazing he was, but of the skaters, but I would not vote for Price for MVP because I believe this is a skaters award. They have the Vezina.
I agree.
Cy Young is their MVP for pitchers, and
right,
I don't
right.
like to pass that. Now, everyone knows, listens to the show, I love me some Johnny Tavares. He's the most Lemieux-like in the sense of his stature, and he makes the big play and does that. But, you know, the team a little bit – I know Oposo was hurt and everything, but the team tailed off a little bit at the end, and it maybe cost them a little seeding, and maybe they could have caught the Rangers. Like, they tailed off a little bit at the end. Not really Tavares' fault, but that's just, you know, just saying it like it is. And but Ovechkin, to me, kept up his goal scoring, actually back-checked, kept the physicality in his game, yet wasn't running around out of position like he usually is. I thought he listened to Barry Trotz. I thought he took it all in. And I think he deserves the MVP this year.
Yeah, okay. A more disciplined Ovi.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And he just kind of like – he was the MVP. I just think he deserved it.
Yep.
Okay. So now there's the Mastodon Trophy, which I don't know. It's kind of like a comeback player of the year.
Right. Right.
And in those ones we have Devin Dubnyk, Hammond from the Hamburglar from Ottawa, and Chris Letang. And first of all, Letang makes too many comebacks for me. Can you just play two seasons in a row, Christopher?
We can only give it to him so many times.
Fair enough. And then Dubnyk, Hammond, I don't know where he came from where he's really making a comeback.
Right.
So my vote personally is Dubnyk was on the shelf
Dubnyk
in Arizona.
Was awesome, wasn't he? Yeah.
He was done in Ottawa, too. Like, you know, they changed coaches. The rookies came up, got more playing time. I mean, Dubnyk just went to Minnesota, who was just trying to get their coach, fired. And he turned that whole city around.
Right.
So that my vote's just for Dubnyk. I don't know what you guys think. I'm not up on that vote.
I'm going Dubnyk too, but I tell you, the Hamburglar did start a craze.
Yeah,
he had those crazy.
Frazier's a showman, though. So
yeah, I do like him, but I got to go with Dubnyk. He really did come back, and he had a great year.
I'm going to complete the hat trick. Anyone coming from the off the shelves in Edmonton as a goalie, working his way through the league.
And Arizona.
Yeah. He's made a comeback of just like going from the bottom. Started from the bottom.
Just
now
the fact that he was at both of those places.
Just enough. Desert to the tundra.
Yeah.
Now
started from the bottom, but the whole team's here.
Right, there it is.
Now we have the NHL Foundation honor, which is a kind of like for doing good deeds.
Oh.
So we have Brett Burns, Giordano, the captain of the Calgary Flames, who had an awesome year, and the King, Henry Lundqvist. I don't even think we should vote. This is for charity work, and I applaud all of them.
Good.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, they should all win on that.
Yeah, everyone should. Anyone doing charity work should win an award.
What are you supposed to say? Like, Giordano had more heart when he was helping those inner city kids. And Lundqvist, what do? Pick up a couple trash bags?
Yeah,
come on.
City, come on. No.
Ran a camp for good-looking people, Lundqvist.
Yeah. Give them all.
Yeah, we'll give them all props. Okay. So now we come down to the Leadership Award, also known as the Mark Messier Award, and this is the deep end of the pool now.
Okay,
we have Ryan Getzlaf, we have Andrew Ladd from the Winnipeg Jets, and Mr. Taves.
Right,
your thoughts, Avery? Remember, it's the regular season.
Well, first of all, I would like to say, you know, as a proud Canadian, these guys are all Canucks here. They were all gold medalist winners.
You know, I have to say this, Avery. Most of the best players are Canadian. If we have to point out every time someone's a Canadian, we do a 5-hour show.
Fair enough.
We assume they're Canadian.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
Unless we see,
I accept
Kane's
it. Yeah. I accept that. Yeah, I accept that. I'll back off. I would say, well, this is regular season, so obviously, like, the long game Taze. But, you know, I think I'm going to give it to Andrew Ladd. Winnipeg really is playing above their level. And in terms of leading that team, that's not a guy that's going to be a top point performer, but I think he's leading it from my perception of it. Who knows what happens in a dressing room, right? Like, maybe what's his name? Getzlaff is the most hilarious, bald-headed captain the world's ever seen, and he's a great guy to get behind. But I'm going to say Ladd because his team's not as strong, and the team went to the playoffs. So I'm going to say Andrew Ladd.
Right on.
Yeah.
Well, I got to go with Getz.
Okay.
There you go.
You know, Getz is a leader.
Yeah.
You know, say what you will.
Yep.
And, he carries barbecue every year.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'd say right up to the very last game of the playoffs.
Right.
Which this isn't about the playoffs. But, you know, but then we found out he was hurt.
Yeah.
I felt like he kind of, at that very last game. But you know what? Throughout the regular season, that guy was just awesome.
Yeah. I can't. I mean, you know, I love Getzlaff.
Yeah,
I'm not going to argue Getzlaff. I'm voting for Mr. Ladd as well, though.
Mm-hmm.
Just in the sense of all the turmoil that went on. I mean, you had the thing with
Evander Kane.
Evander Kane, yep. And then the new guys come in, and it's, you know, it's a new city, and I mean, it's a couple years old, but I mean, I just think that he really kept that team together.
Yeah.
And they took huge strides. They made the playoffs.
It's Winnipeg, guys. This is this is a frozen tundra of a city.
But
I mean, great fans.
Take
support.
Nothing. I mean, Taves and Getzlaff. I mean, you know,
sure.
There's nothing. I'm not gonna knock them to make my point.
Right.
Now we have the Ted Lindsay Award.
Oh, come on, man. Second only to Pro Bear Award.
and this is for heart. This is for heart, not the heart. This is for, like, the heart and soul award.
By the way, I saw Terrible Ted play many times. The Olympia in Detroit, no one had more heart.
There you go.
Right.
The captain, the original six. They are Jamie Benn of your Dallas Stars. We haven't been talking about the Stars like a month and a half.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for our man. I love mm-hmm. Lindy Ruff.
Lindy Ruff, yeah.
Buffalo guy.
Ovechkin and Carey Price.
Right.
I'm going Jamie Benn because after Tyler Seguin got hurt, all Jamie Benn did was carry that team on his back for 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was amazing. I mean, obviously, there's no losers right here. You can make a case for anybody,
sure.
But I just think Jamie Benn just put that team on his back and almost made the playoffs.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. True.
I don't know. You guys have your thoughts.
Well, the other two guys both have awards, so I'm going with Ben.
Oh, there you go.
That's nice.
Someone gets a free trip to Vegas.
There you go.
And the captain.
I'm going to say I'm going to go Ovechkin because the guy plays all heart, and he's very excited. He's very into it. I mean, I'm sure they all are. They're all, like, you know, really into hockey and all that. But Ovechkin also for not skipping town to go to the KHL and staying true. I'm going to say, I'm going to go Ovechkin. He's a heart player, and he, you know, plays hard, and he's turned his game around, and I'm going to say Ovi.
There you go.
Can't really lose with either any of those.
No.
Speaking of, I can't lose with, we have, like, because one of these guys will be out of a job in, like, the next year.
Right.
It always happens. Is the coach of the year, the Jack Adams Award.
Right.
Now, here's one omission we'll add in, but here's who the league picked. Bob Hartley of the Calgary Flames, an amazing job.
Yep,
did a great job.
I mean, you're talking about we talk about Quinville played with 4D.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but Quinville played with 4D that are amazing. Hartley was playing with 4D that were, like, you know, in the AHL last year,
right.
Except for Giordano. So he did an amazing job. Peter Laviolette, one more. Laviolette, he's Lazarus. He resurrects every franchise.
Incredible.
He's an incredible coach. And the Rangers coach, who did an amazing job. He doesn't get enough credit. And it's amazing being in New York and not get enough credit, but he doesn't. Alain Vigneault.
Right.
To me, absent and very conspicuously absent is the great Paul Maurice.
Right.
Of Winnipeg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did I mean, I guess that's how Vigneault got the vote because of New York over Paul Maurice. But my vote for who I said Maurice should have been the prize, to me, it's Laviolette as the coach. I mean, he took Nashville from, you know, nowhere to winning the Central, an amazing accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
He got James Neal to score a goal after Valentine's Day and play a little defense. That's an accomplishment. I mean, he started a rookie center, Philip Forsberg, half a year. I mean, he lost his goaltender. He came in first place. They only lost to Chicago. They had a chance to win.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, anyway, my vote is for Peter Laviolette. Avery, your thoughts.
Bob Hartley, Calgary Flames. They had no business in the playoffs. As we said before, like the fact they had a rookie is like, you know, I'm going to say it's Bob Hartley in Calgary just because I would never have picked them to make the playoffs. So I'm going to go Bob Hartley.
Well, I see what you're saying there, Avery. Yeah, you're right. He got him in. And how he did, I don't know. But I got to go LaViolette because that franchise is, they're a tough, great team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They could have knocked off the Blackhawks.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a good team.
Yep.
Now, the final of the awards for the league puts out the GM of the Year. Mm-hmm. And there we have Bob Murray from the Ducks, Glenn Sather from the Rangers, and our old buddy Stevie Y from Tampa Bay. And it's almost a fraud because they don't have Stan Bowman.
Yeah. This is the biggest
All
Stan Bowman did was pick up Vermette at the trade deadline and pick up Richards in the offseason.
Yep.
And all that did was change the course of history.
Right.
My vote is for Stan Bowman. I'd be embarrassed. If I was Glenn Sather, I wouldn't even show up. I'd be embarrassed.
Right? Yeah.
I might win that award.
No, that's the biggest oversight in the whole award thing.
Right.
Yeah.
So now we have our regular awards. And are we ready for the Save of the Year?
Save of the Year.
All right, thank you. Even in the off season, Andrew's right on
He's right on it, man.
Right on it. Of the three big saves to pick from, we have Game 7, Hank the King Henry on Ovi, the glove. Hank Lundqvist says no. We have Darling against everybody on Nashville. Remember that third period he put?
It was amazing.
The behind-the-back save.
Unbelievable.
Absolutely amazing. And then the cup save, Stamkos, breakaway, Crawford says no.
Right.
I vote Corey Crawford. Avery, your thoughts?
I second that emotion. The guy is a winner. He may not ever be the best goalie in the league. The guy wins cups.
And that was a cup-winning save.
And that was a cup-winning save.
I got to go Crawford.
That's right. Against Stamkos, guys.
Against Stamkos.
It's not like someone on a breakaway. This is a 60-goal scorer.
Good point.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we'll go to the Goon of the Year.
Hello.
Many friends, many loved ones, many people we've admired over the year. Of the participants, we have probably a guy who won it every week for about a month and a half. Our good friend, Big Buff Dustin Byfuglien, with absolutely my favorite hit of the year. Mm. When the guy came up to top the blue line, and Byfuglien did like a somersault. That was my favorite. Then we have our two buddies from the New York Islanders, the best fourth line in hockey, Clutterbuck, Matt Martin, the young kid from Washington, Tommy Wilson, our vote for the captain's choice, Mr. Brian Bickle, and then the winner last year, every year, my old school man crush until Brandon Saad, and he was still up to his old tricks with a couple shots to the nuts again this year, the one and only Milan Lucic. As far as me going to the year, I am voting because he gave us so much joy this year in Winnipeg. I'm voting for Mr. Dustin Byfuglien.
Yep.
Avery, you get your pick.
Hard to argue with Byfuglien, just as a Leafs fan watching across the ice, Milan Lucic. The guy is a game changer in terms of being a goon. So that is a scary guy. I will take him on my team any day.
Everyone loves the Lucic.
We always say that. He beat the Red Wings single-handedly the year before.
Game changer.
He's a game changer. I love Lucic, and I love Bickle. Right. But I got to go Big Buff.
Big Buff, there you go. All season, all right. Big Buff. Right. Big Buff was on it. So now, when I typed, I'm going to change. Let's go to the Ronnie James Dio Award. Anyone can vote off the board. Anyone can vote who they want. I think for me, there's only one and one choice. That's Jonathan Toews, captain, three cups, 6 years. He's the man. He's the first one to touch the cup from Bettman. He's the man on the Silver Mountain. Congratulations, Jonathan Toews. You can pick anyone you want from the season. You can
just pick my favorite.
You can pick an announcer. You can pick Mike Milbury. You can pick Catherine Tappan.
Well, I would.
She'd be my second pick.
Yeah, I might go with Catherine.
Yeah, I hear you. God, it's wait. Let me think. Go to Frasier for a sec. Let me put my head on this.
Alrighty.
You know who I'm picking? Nyquist. Always going to go with Nyquist. He may not have had the best year, but no one in my book has more
skills. No one says Homer.
He's okay. Got the most skills.
Yeah, there you go. The new witch.
I've come up with my decision.
All right.
Mike Babcock.
Oh, look at that.
Best decision in hockey, coming to the Toronto Maple Leafs. We love you. We love you, Mike. We're so happy you're in Toronto. I think you know it. If you're walking around, you're going to be Elvis in Toronto.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, that's true.
That's hilarious. That's two off the board. There we go. Yeah. Now, the final award of the year, the most prestigious in puck off land, the Bobby Probert. Now, I did not run this by the captain. It is his to pick. My vote, because I just off the board, is, you know, he's on Mount Rushmore, and this season he fought the Grim Reaper, and now he's fishing with his family.
You know what? Thank God.
Who is tougher than Mr. Gordie Howe?
Well, first of all, no one.
So that's your award. You pick, but
no one, right?
Yeah.
And he was the prototype for... you know,
Gordie Howe hat trick
for Bob Probert.
Yeah, right? Yeah,
right. And so, but I that's a good call. I was going to say Big Buff.
Yeah.
Again on that one, but I got to go Gordie Howe. Yeah, it's a good point.
He fought the Grim Reaper
and won.
And won. Yeah. He's like back to normal.
That
now.
Never happens.
It never happens.
Only Gordie Howe.
So that's our and Mr. Avery, your thoughts?
I'm going Ty Domi. I'm going Ty Domi, Bob Probert, circa early 90s, late 80s, and he bangs out a first-round draft pick off to Phoenix of Max Domi. I'm going Ty Domi this year, best fighter in the league.
Ty's always in Lemieux's box.
Sure.
I love Ty Domi, too, but...
Those fights in Philly when he was, like, spraying water bottles and fighting with the fans
anyone that fights Philly is a friend of mine.
You hate Philly.
I got to tell you, I like Tiger Williams.
All right. He's in there.
Come on, man.
Who would you be watching a fight, guys? Best fight of all time. Two players.
Probert and McSorley.
Yeah. That was a good one.
There's a bunch
of good ones. Yeah. We are rapidly running out of time. Sure. Everyone's got to roll. Any thoughts? Any plugs?
Oh, sure. Well, first of all, guys, thanks for having me on the show. This was absolute
our pleasure.
Come back.
So
test.
Much fun. I would
great
love to.
Guess.
Come
Thank
back
you.
When you have a good team.
Unfortunately, I'm not going to be back
That's
on this podcast
three
for 3 to 4 years. Yeah.
Come back when, who's it? Who's Gunther? Where's the suburban team?
Oh, Markham.
Yeah, come back.
When the Markham Waxers NHL team comes through.
Yeah, the Waxers.
Yeah. I'll push my
balls.
I'll push my show, guys. If you're in Los Angeles, Saturday night at midnight at the Hollywood Improv, I do a show called Midnight Snack. It's a great show. I'm hosting it with Josh Adam Myers and Jeremiah Watkins. I play piano on it. Jeremiah is on the sax, and Josh of the Goddamn Comedy Jam, 10 Days at Just for Laughs, with some of the biggest comics in the world, hosts with us. And these two guys are going to be on the show.
Love those two guys. Love them.
Yeah. I mean, this is a high-energy show,
great
and it's
guys.
A lot of fun. We got happy hours. It's a free show. You guys come out. Last week, we opened with Roy Wood Jr., Jim Jeffries, and Dane Cook. And these two guys sitting across from me are going to be on the show soon. And just come on by.
That's a great show.
Right on. When you listen to this, I will be with Bill Burr on the bus up and down the West Coast.
Nice.
And then Friday, June 26th, which you will listen to it, it'll be coming out. If you're in Pittsburgh, you got to go. Everyone in Pittsburgh is like, when are you in Verzi bringing the All In Tour to Pittsburgh? Me and Verzi, Rex Theater, All In Tour, part of the WDVE Pittsburgh Comedy Festival.
Fun.
Yeah, we're going to be crushing
awesome.
It. So come on out.
That sounds great.
And Bill Burr, there is no better comic.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm opening for the great Tim Allen, another Red Wing fan, this Thursday night at the world-famous Laugh Factory in
fantastic.
Hollywood. And, of course, Sunday nights on 95.5 KLOS, the mothership. Check me out. 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. on the Fraser Smith Show.
Great.
We thank you, Avery,
thanks
for joining
having me,
us.
Guys.
Avery Pearson, and of course, the great Joe Bartnick.
Oh, thank you. Avery, great job. Thank
he
you
was
so
great,
much.
Wasn't
yeah,
he?
Thank
I
you
had
so
what a
much.
Guest.
Yeah.
Love the hat.
And we love the fans. And remember, we did this one a week ahead because me and Fraser would like to look at each other. I think it's better than the Skype version.
The Skype
so
is
if there's any huge news, we will talk about it next week.
Are there any other better fans than the Puck Off fans?
Puck Off fans are the best.
Not likely.
They're the best.
Thanks for joining us, gang. We are out.